There's a lot of new folks to the Granite State, and Dave, I figure you're exactly the right person to tell us what you need to know if you want to cut your own tree. So why is a real tree the way to go?
While they're growing, trees store carbon and release oxygen. Often Christmas trees are grown on steep and rocky sites that don't support other crops. Christmas tree growers plant new seedlings for every tree they harvest. And Christmas tree farms stabilize soil, protect water supplies, and provide wildlife habitat, while creating scenic green areas for everyone to enjoy. And then there's the romance. Real trees make real memories.
I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society. And this is Something Wild.
Many families make an annual ritual out of cutting their own tree and bringing it home.
Like any walk in the December woods, wear good boots and warm gloves, and make sure to pre-measure your space at home. It's easy to misjudge the height of a tree when you're outdoors.
And you don't even need to bring your own saw, because they've got them. Most of us really only think about Christmas trees for a month or two, but how hard is it to grow them?
I have so many people that turn up and ask me, you know, it must be great. What do you do the rest of the year?
Here's Nigel Manley from The Rocks, the Forest Society's North Country Program Center and Christmas tree farm in Bethlehem.
You've got to fertilize trees just like any farm. You got to do it at the right time. All of our trees are pruned every year by hand. So in order to do that, you've got to do it in up here, July, August, and September. We have about just over 30,000 trees in the ground. So you know that you've got to get those trees pruned on time in that time frame. Weed control, mowing between the trees. So we're a lot busier the rest of the year. It's just a Christmas. It stepped up a notch.
Magical things can happen when you cut your own tree. It's good luck to find a bird's nest in a fresh-cut balsam or spruce.
When we're shearing, the birds come flying out. You know, it really scares you when you're doing it because they'll sit on that nest basically until you just start pruning the tree and then they come out. You know, it doesn't hurt them at all. They just go back in afterwards.
Balsam and Fraser fir are two of the most popular varieties here in New Hampshire. You can even get a Fraser crossed with a balsam called a Fralsom, which originated at the Weir Tree Farm in Colebrook. This is Jeff Taylor at Windswept Mountains View Christmas Tree Farm in Richmond in the southwest corner of the state. He has a lot of options for something different.
I have Korean, and I have Korean crossed with balsam, and I have Korean crossed with vetch fir, which is a Japanese fir. I have King Boris from the Balkans.
How do you choose?
We have a lot of customers that like to try something different every year. Then we have others that get hooked on them for a while. For example, Grand fir from the Northwest. People, they love that smell. It's a citrus odor. Turkish has become very popular. People like it because they tend to be a little more open, but they support heavy ornaments.
Who knew? Needle length, texture, density of branches, scent, and color are all things to consider. And then, of course, once you get your tree home, get the tree in water as soon as possible. Most can go 6 to 8 hours after cutting, and the trunk will still take up water. The general rule is 1 quart of water per inch of stem diameter, and replenish it often.
There's tons of videos showing just how quickly a dried-out tree can go up in flames. By all means, keep it away from wood stoves and heaters, as well as heating vents. And remember, turn off the lights at night and when you're not around.
Real Christmas trees are biodegradable. After the holidays, they can be chipped and used as mulch, or tucked near backyard bird feeders to provide perches and winter shelter. Some communities collect trees to control soil erosion or sink in ponds as a refuge for fish. Recycling trees back to nature closes the loop.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
Our producer is Jessica Hunt. We get help editing from Taylor Quimby. And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.